Hello, Mr. and Mrs. Johnson.
That's right, yes.
Oh, come on in. Excuse me not shaking hands. I've just been putting a bit of lard on the cat's boil.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, you must be tired. It's a long drive from Coventry, isn't it?
Well, we usually reckon on 5.5 hours, and it took us 6 hours and 53 minutes with a 25-minute stop at Frankston to stretch our legs, so we had to wait half an hour to get onto the M5 at Droitwich.
Really?
Then there was a 3-mile queue just before Bridgewater on the A38. We usually come round on the B3339, you see, just before Bridgewater.
Yeah, really?
Which I had to risk it, because they're always saying they're going to widen it there.
Oh,
yes, well, just by the intersection there where the A372 joins up. There's plenty of room to widen it there. There's only grass verges. They can get another 6 feet knocked down that hospital. Then we took the coast road through Willington and we got all the Taunton traffic on the A35A from Crowcombe and Stoganburg.
Well, you must be dying for a cup of tea.
Well, wouldn't say no, not if it's warm and wet.
Well, come on in the lounge. I'm just going to serve afternoon tea.
Very nice.
Come on in, Mr. and Mrs. Johnson, and meet Mr. and Mrs. Phillips.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
It's their third time here. We can't keep you away, can we? And over there is Mr. Hilter.
Good time. Good afternoon.
Oh, planning a little excursion, eh, Mr. Hilter?
Yeah. We have a little... what's this word for Bavarian?
Hiking.
Oh, yes. We make a little hike from Biddeford.
Oh, yes. Well, you'll want the A39. Oh, no. No, you've got the wrong map there. This is Stalingrad.
Oh.
You want the Ofricum and Barnstable section.
Oh, Stalingrad. I know, Reginald, you have the wrong map here, you silly old leg before wicked English person.
I'm sorry, mine dicky old chum.
Oh, lucky Mr. Johnson pointed that out. You wouldn't have had much fun in Stalingrad, would you? I said, you wouldn't have had much fun in Stalingrad, would you?
Not much fun in Stalingrad, no.
Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't introduce you. This is Ron. Ron Ribbentrop.
Oh, not Von Ribbentrop, eh?
Nein! Oh! Different other chap. I, in Somerset, am being born. Von Ribbentrop is born Gotteramstrasse 46, Dusseldorf, Westgate. So they say.
And this is the quiet one, Heinrich Bimmler.
Oh, pleased to meet you, Squire. I also am not of mine had been born, but I in your Peterborough Lincolnshire was given birth to. But I'm staying in Peterborough Lincolnshire house all time during war, due to jolly old running sores, and thus unable to go in the streets or to go visit football matches or go to Nuremberg. I am retired window cleaner and pacifist, without doing war crimes. And I'm glad England won World Cup, Bobby Charlton, Martin Peters, and eating I am lots of chips and fish and hole in the toads and Dundee cakes on Piccadilly Line, don't you know, old chap, what? And I was head of Gestapo for 10 years. 5 years. No, nine. Oh, I was not head of Gestapo. I was not. I make a joke.
Oh, Mr. Bimmler, you do have us on. Oh, excuse me, I better get that.
How long are you down here for, Mr. Hilter? Just the fortnight.
What you asked that for? You're a spy. Get over against the wall, British pig. You're going to die.
Take it easy, Dickie, old chum.
He's a bit on edge, Mr. Johnson. He hasn't slept since 1945.
Shut your cake hole, you Nazi.
Call it Fiora Cat.
The fun we have.
Haven't I seen him on the television?
Nicht! Nine! No!
Simon D. Show, or was it
no,
Crossley?
No!
Telephone, Mr. Hilter. It's Mr. McGoring from the Bell and Compasses. He says he's found a place where you can hire bombers by the hour.
If he opens his big mouth again, it's lampshade time!
Shut up!
Hire bomber. He's a joker, that Scottish person. Good old Norman.
He's on the phone the whole time now.
In business, is he?
Soon, baby.